It's J. Martin Ramon, hour number three of the program. On Twitter at J. Martin Ramon. NFL veteran, 11 years, Vol for Life, Ramon Foster. I'm Jason Martin, Jonathan Schaefer with us as always. Tyler Dunn of GoLongTD.com set to join us in the next segment. We'll jump into the Aaron Rodgers talk pretty deeply. We can talk some draft with him as well. So no or yes here? You just tell me.
I'm waiting. We'll wait till the 9 so I can get more info.
Okay. We're working on getting some information about something. So we're gonna put it on the back burner for right this
back
second.
Back burner. That's a major tease.
Yeah. But you might want to be around at 9 o'clock. Could be some fireworks. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers, there's fireworks there. We didn't get to talk about this very much yesterday. Have you got more information?
I do, but we'll hold off on that.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm potentially excited about this, but make sure the Ducks are in a row first.
Yeah, is that.
Okay. So Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to play with the Packers anymore.
Right.
He was very disappointed that information got out. He said to Mike Tirico on Saturday at the Kentucky Derby while he was evading Tom Brady's arrest. That was still the best comment.
Yeah, that was actually the best thing. Because if you look at all he needed was some binoculars.
Yeah, I guess it was Aaron Rodgers that was there to arrest Tom Brady was the point there.
Arrest Tom Brady. By the way, Tom Brady, like, he's having a time of his life.
Why not? Why isn't he not?
If you're going to win championships and do it that way, like, goodness gracious, man. He's, I don't know if you want to call it sacrificing payment for rings, but technically he has.
So, Aaron Rodgers made a lot of money in his career.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the league for a long time, and he's got a ton of money outside of football, too. I said yesterday, in the very limited time that we had to discuss this, that I can't think of any other athlete in sports that I believe would, out of spite, just head to the cut more than Aaron Rodgers. You said you had a guy, then we kind of... We got sidetracked and didn't get there.
But then it's almost with him, I just think he just, if it was a bad situation for him, but he's too much a competitor is what I had. I said maybe Jalen Ramsey, just simply, but I don't think he's that petty, though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't think there is a pettier athlete than Aaron Rodgers.
Jalen's a high, strong guy in competition.
Aaron Rodgers has never forgotten any slight. He's kind of Steve Smith-like in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Steve Smith was regarded as a punt returner coming out of college, and he never let the people that said that forget it for the rest of his career. And that was a driving force, and that might have been one of the reasons he was successful. But as Robert Mays of The Athletic told us yesterday, it's a lot more believable that Aaron Rodgers walks away from football than a younger guy that hasn't made the money. He's already got the loot. Like, he can head to the house, and it's fine.
Yes.
He could also go sit out for a year and give up the game checks because he didn't need them anyway.
He ain't tripping
He doesn't need them anyway. But here's the other thing. If Aaron Rodgers were to retire from football, one of my producers for Fox actually brought this to my attention on Sunday. It's something I hadn't thought about. Aaron Rodgers is all over Pat McAfee's show. Pat McAfee's one of the more successful, you know, podcasters, out-of-the-box guys, athletes to turn into the media. Whether you like his show or not, whether it's your cup of tea or not, it's a bona fide success story. Pat McAfee's made a ton of money, and he's going to continue to make a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers could be on his show on a regular basis, and he already is, but, I mean, he could become even more of a fixture. He could also have his own show there. You know who else Aaron Rodgers is tied into in the media?
Who's that?
Dan Le Batard.
Mm.
He's been on Le Batard's show for years and years and years and years and all that, and they just had their, what, $50 million from DraftKings with Meadowlark Media. So Aaron Rodgers could find his home there. I'm not even mentioning Jeopardy here. I'm mentioning where he could land. Obviously, NBC and ESPN and all, anybody's going to hire Aaron if he wants to do it. He may not want to do it. He might just want to sit out completely, enjoy his new wife and his new life and not really worry about it. But if he wants to find something to do, he's going to have a ton of options.
And truth be told, people want to be around him. Like, he's, right. I mean, say what you want to about his attitude and his approach to everything. And, you know, not being around his family. Like, estranged from
estrangement,
Yeah, from his family. Like, people that's in the business want to be around him. Here's the guy that's got a national ran commercial with State Farm. I mean, he's personable enough, got enough of the, dry comedy. You know what I'm saying? That goes into what people like. speaks well, does all the things that you want, Super Bowl winning quarterback, and a lot of power and influence. It's him and Patrick Mahomes on State Farm. Like, what else do you want from them? Baker's on what, Progressive,
I think? Yes.
With his left tackle, yes. The young kid.
Yes. Yeah. So, Flo's not there, it's Baker Mayfield.
You know what I'm saying? So he's got the ability to do what he wants no matter what. And in all of this, it comes back to his daytime job. His daytime job is the NFL quarterback. They have, what, over tens of thousands of owners with the Green Bay Packers organization would have been publicly ran. But there's a GM. And that was the most interesting take I saw, man. It'll be interesting to ask Tyler Dunn about this.
Yes.
Like the relationship between he and the GM. And also him and Mike McCarthy, you know, people were saying, well, he could have there are side conversations I had with people. Well, Dallas is going to feel bad because they had an opportunity to get Aaron Rodgers and they paid Dak and all that type of stuff. And I always thought there was a rift between him and Mike McCarthy.
Well, we know that much.
I know, but he can't. What's crazy is this with Aaron Rodgers is the fact that there's so much said from him by other people.
Well, who are the two most passive? Well, I'll say this. We talked about LeBron earlier and how passive-aggressive he is, how millennial he is. The only difference between Aaron Rodgers and LeBron James is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't say the stuff himself. He has surrogates say it. LeBron says the dumb stuff out loud himself lot of times.
He speaks for himself, and he stands behind it. Aaron Rodgers, what he does is let people say it, let the fire grow. And then even with the Mike McCarthy thing, I read an article this past week, and I'm like, let me figure this out. Like, did they like or dislike each other? And he comes out, well, Sam, you know, everybody has a riff with their coaches. And, you know, we always were men about if we had issues. But you had two well-known teammates say something about you and the coaches' disagreements and did not like each other. So are you throwing your teammates under the bus or what? Because if anybody knows some stuff, it's going to be your receivers and tight ends that reported this.
Absolutely right. And the other thing that I want the answer to this question, and all we can do is speculate about it.
Always.
Gut feeling, Moan.
I'm listening.
Does Aaron Rodgers like and or respect Matt LaFleur?
No. I think he respects him. I don't think he likes him. I think.
Why?
Just because he's a new guy, probably not the guy that he wanted to have in there, and I think everything he did was in spite of him. Same like he did with McCarthy.
For a minute.
Ooh.
Is the better question, who does Aaron Rodgers actually like?
Yeah, that's a fair point.
That's a better question.
He likes himself, maybe.
Looking at the article I read this weekend, it said that...
I say maybe because a lot of people like that don't really like themselves.
You went deep on that.
I mean, we've all been there, right? We've all been in a place in our lives... Ramon, you've said this before. Sometimes you're like, it took me to a dark place. I've heard you talk about that at different times. It happens, right? Happens to all of us. Usually in those dark times, the thing we hate the worst is us. Something inside of us that we wish we could shut off.
Yeah.
Or some piece of our personality that's like, we see ourselves, but we can't stop ourselves.
Yeah.
So my guess is Aaron Rodgers, I don't think he loves him some him when the doors are closed.
You know what
all
I've learned?
Time.
When I go to that dark place now, it's usually Ron Slay there eating barbecue.
Not giving a you know what.
And I'm no longer in a dark place.
That's a fair point. Oh, AJ Brown again doing Twitter the way AJ Brown does it. 8 seconds ago tweets, I've lost all respect for you. That's worse me being mad at you.
Who knows? Ooh. That's AJ's being AJ.
Who in the world knows what that means?
I need people to at people. And
I need AJ to just.
I remember months ago, AJ said something similar to those lines, and everybody was going to Buck Rising and saying, can you interpret this? He's like, yeah, it's a millennial being a millennial.
Yeah.
Problem is, there's no context behind any of the stuff that he says.
Right. We have no idea what he's talking about.
I'm starting to figure it out with a lot of different things. I'm telling you, I don't want to be that guy. I'll be that guy soon enough, okay?
9 o'clock, are we doing this?
If I get more information, 100%.
Someone's getting those mitts.
Somebody's definitely getting the mitts.
Talking about fuel right now, okay? Flamethrower season.
We got Tyler Dunn coming up. GoLongTD.com. He knows this situation inside and out because he covered it so well a few years ago. He wrote a piece just for subscribers. I guess I need to be a subscriber because I want to read because the title of the article is Why the Packers Must Move On from Aaron Rodgers. Like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. We got Tyler Dunn coming up next. We will chat all about this, the biggest story in the NFL when we come back. It's Jay Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. So you get one Alice in Chains song. This is the one I'm taking.
I actually never listened to him much at all. Jay, is that a surprise?
No, I mean, not at your age either. It was more mid-90s stuff as well.
But, for us old heads, Ramon.
Seriously, I mean, they have they have a lot of tunes that I like, but I'm taking Down in a Hole.
It's a good choice.
Okay.
I'm taking Down in a Hole.
Okay.
I'm also saying the Alice in Chains Unplugged album is one of the more underrated albums of that decade, and one of the best unplugs of all time. Nirvana gets a lot of pub, and deservedly so, but the AIC was way better.
Yeah, Clapton's was pretty good.
Clapton's was awesome, but I don't think it was undervalued, though. Mm. That thing won a Grammy.
Well, Tears in Heaven just was took over everything.
There was a lot of great stuff on that thing. I've listened to that many times. That was the fifth CD I ever bought, by the way, was Eric Clapton Unplugged. That's around where I stopped remembering my order. First CD I ever bought was Peter Gabriel's Us. I got it when I got my first CD player. My parents bought it for me.
That's a good disc.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's all right. And then, well, you know what? I'm starting to forget now. But Automatic for the People, I think, was number four.
Hashtag Dabrain.
Yeah. Definitely Dabrain on this one. Let's bring in Tyler Dunn and GoLongTD.com, formerly a Bleacher Report. Tyler, what's going on?
I love this Alice in Chains 90s grunge talk. Why don't we just talk about grunge instead of Aaron Rodgers?
All right, so what's on your mind? Yeah, we'll do it.
Grunge or grudges? Which one are you talking about here?
Grunge and grudges. That's perfect.
So tell me about grunge music, and then we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. What do you think of Alice in Chains?
Man in the box, man. Okay. That's got to be the number one song, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that many people would probably
I'm with Tyler on that one, yeah.
All right, that's fair.
You can't go wrong.
No, yeah, I'm with you. All right, so you start your article at GoLongTD.com. When you're out, you're out. There is no reconciliation. If Aaron Rodgers put you on his We're on Terrestrial Radio list, there is no path off of that We're on Terrestrial Radio list. The grudge is real. It's been discussed. So you wrote the big expose on the Packers' dysfunction a few years ago for Bleacher Report. You know the psyche of that organization pretty well, maybe about as well as anybody. Did you see this coming a few years ago? Maybe not this specifically, but some kind of a divorce like this.
Right. It's bound to get bad at some point. You know, I thought, though, it seemed like, and as we wrote on there, this was about as perfect a situation as Aaron Rodgers could really ask for. So I am surprised that he took it to this extreme and is, you know, dropping one leak bomb after another. I mean, it's obviously everybody would love to just hear from him. Instead, we got to operate off of leaks and speculate, but we know where he stands. Yeah. I guess I thought it was too good of a situation. You know, he gets Mike McCarthy fired, and he did kind of railroad him for good reasons. The offense was pretty archaic, and he had, you know, MVPs with Mike McCarthy, so he was doing something right when he's freelancing. But, you know, he gets that coach out. He gets the offense that he wants with Matt LaFleur. He has freedom. I mean, I've talked to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Jay Sternberger was on one of our happy hours last week. Like, they say he can go up to the line of scrimmage and just basically do whatever he wants. I mean, he's audibling to plays from past seasons, you know, where a guy like Sternberger wasn't even on the team. You know, Sternberger was in high school at the time. You know, he's able to change plays on the fly, do what he wants. He's a maestro up there. Something worked. They found a balance, you know, with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. They went 13-3. They're one game from the Super Bowl. He has weapons. I mean, I don't want to hear that lie that he doesn't have weapons. That's a crock. I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. Maybe he's afraid of Jordan Love. There's two ways to look at it. You know, maybe he sees the writing on the wall. He sees a quarterback who does have potential, and he's trying to get ahead of it, force his way out. Or maybe he says, hey, I won the MVP. You're going to do whatever I say. I want a commitment long term. I want you to basically give up on Jordan Love. I want to be the highest paid. I mean, you saw Ian Rappaport's report yesterday. He was upset about Jake Kumerow getting let go. Jake Kumerow is what pushes you over the edge. It's gotten bad. It's only going to get worse. And I just think it's best for Green Bay to move on and take your boatload of assets from Denver or somebody.
Real quick, and then Moan's got some questions for you about it too, but Matt LaFleur, he wasn't part of the decision-making process that brought LaFleur there. We heard that same story about Deshaun Watson about, hey, look, David Culley, he wasn't talked about. The new GM, he wasn't talked to. They let somebody go that he liked. Like, it's a similar story, obviously some different circumstances there, but when you look at Matt LaFleur and you look at Aaron Rodgers, do you believe, as you said, hey, he's got a system that he likes, he's got an offense now that he sort of likes, does he like and or respect Matt LaFleur?
You know, Matt LaFleur's a younger guy, but I think so. You know, publicly everything's hunky-dory, right? I mean, Matt LaFleur, it seemed like he was almost in tears over the possibility that he could lose Aaron Rodgers, you know, in his press conference, saying, I guess for good reason, I mean, he's going to win you a lot of games, he's going to make everybody a lot of money. But, you know, I reached out to somebody who's really familiar with that front office, and I said, look, publicly it seems like LaFleur and Rodgers are great, that LaFleur's in this tough spot. You know, what's your read? All he told me is, yeah, I don't buy it. I don't think anybody likes anybody there. Wow. So I think wherever you look, any relationship that he has there, I just think he's over and done with Green Bay. I think that he spent 16 years, though, there, you know, getting steaks and Suamico at Chives. You know, it's just a few stoplights in Green Bay. Not a lot going on. I think he loved it for a while. I think he's at a point where he's just done. He's finished. He wants to kind of write his own narrative here and go somewhere else, even if it's a team like the Raiders, I guess, where let's see how long he'd last with John Gruden, right? I mean, that'd be interesting. I just think, yeah, that by and large, he's just done with Green Bay. He's ready to get out, and he apparently is willing to do anything to get there. I mean, you saw it all. I mean, it started with the report that he wants out. Then it gets to he's telling teammates he wants out. And then he wants Brian Gutekunst fired. It's kind of one thing after another. You know, he's floating the retirement thing, the Jeopardy thing, which you have to take seriously. If I'm Green Bay, I know you want to play hardball. I know you want to keep him on your team. But if they know how he ticks more, they know what makes him tick more than anybody, right? They know this grudge. They know that when you're out, you're out. I don't see how you can reconcile. They're not just going to sign him to a 3-4 year extension. I mean, quarterbacks fall off that cliff. You don't know when he's going to fall off that cliff. You have to give yourself that flexibility. And that's kind of central to it all. I think Rodgers is at a point of like being like LeBron James in the NBA. I mean, he believes he's good enough that he should have a say in personnel decisions. He should have a say in anything he wants. And the Packers are old school. From Ron Wolf to Ted Thompson to Brian Gutekunst, they believe in GMs pick the players, coaches coach the players, players play. And you have just all these clashing forces, and it's not going to end well.
Tyler, thanks for coming on, by the way, because this is just a hot topic simply because how do you go from getting a coach fired in McCarthy, just threatening them drafting the first-round draft pick, and now you want the GM fired too? Like, have we seen this happen before in the NFL to where a guy is – he's saying it, but not directly saying it because everybody else speaks for Aaron Rodgers, almost like the boss of a mob. Like, he whispers yeah. in an ear, and then he can come back. But even with the reports, I know I'm long-winded in this, but even with the reports with McCarthy, he double backs yeah. after the, what was it, Jamichael, was it?
Finley.
Said Finley, that, yeah. yes, you said it, and then he comes out in the interview later, is like, no, we were good. We just had misunderstandings. We talk about it in person. And now is he wants the GM fire. How is he able to operate like this?
He's very manipulative, and he's got a lot of allies. You know, he's got a lot of surrogates in our business, sports media, that he can work through. I think that's what we're seeing. You know, that Charles Robinson report at Yahoo, it doesn't come out of thin air. I mean, first of all, Charles is – he's one of the best reporters. I mean, he did the huge project on the University of Miami. Remember with Shapiro and all yes. the gifts and all that? I mean, that's some of the best reporting you're going to see anywhere. All right, so that's number one. He's incredible. And then I see some of these surrogates, you know, tweeting, well, the precision of wording matters. You never reported fire duty. A reconciliation may not be possible if duty gets remained. Like, get the hell out of here. All right. I mean, that's a member of the media. That's a joke. I'm sorry. Like, so you can't have it both ways. Like, it would be great if he just came out and sat down with somebody and said exactly what he wants. But instead, we have to play this passive-aggressive little game where, you know, we're getting this messaging from this person and that person. And, you know, it's a weird dichotomy, though, guys. Like, I think Packer fans, by and large, a lot of them had enough. They're like, all right, just trade him. But in sports media, it's pretty pro Rodgers. Like, how could yes. the Packers do this to him? I don't know how this ends. I do think he cares about that narrative deeply, but does he care about like what all of us are yakking about the media, or does he care what Packer fans think? I think that at the end of the day, he'll stick to his guns and do everything he can to get out of there, because he saw with Brett Favre, those fans eventually came around and welcomed him back as a conquering hero.
Has he systematically cultivated the relationships in the media that you just spoke of? Like we were talking about it off the top of the hour, Tyler. Tyler Dunn, by the way, go on TD.com, get yourself a subscription there. It is well worth the money. He's been on with Levitard for years. Now he's going on with Pat McAfee all the time, which means he has landing spots directly in media, even off the beaten path if he wanted to walk away from football. But you talk about how manipulative he is, how smart he is. As a narcissist, it seems like he's got a bit of a narcissist in him, certainly somewhere to that degree. Do you think he's intentionally cultivated certain surrogates in the media to deliver his message in a more positive way?
Yes. I mean, he's unbelievably smart. And, I mean, and I remember we used to sit down for a one-on-one every year when I was at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If you asked him a smart question, he'd give you a smart answer. If you asked a bad question, which I asked many, like, he probably wouldn't give you a good answer. So when you're part of the media, you like that, right? You want to learn. And he does help you understand the game and what's going on out there, which is unbelievably appreciated. That should be said for sure. But I think that right now, like, yeah, it's almost kind of like a game where he's trying to control that messaging. I think the narrative means a great, great deal to him right now. And he's not, at some point you have to think he'll sit down and talk with somebody. It's kind of a strange, you know, with the Gutekunst thing, it was like that comes out and it comes out for a reason. And then there's a backlash, and then you have A.J. Hawk going on Pat McAfee saying, well, that's garbage. That report's garbage. Well, they can't have it both ways, you know? So I just think if you're Green Bay, you know, you're going to put up with a certain level of this. They knew that, you know, with Matt LaFleur, when they go McCarthy to LaFleur, they knew that Aaron Rodgers was somewhat of a problem then. They told them, don't be the problem, and they'll put up with a certain amount of the drama to go 13-3 again. Field the team that can win the Super Bowl. At what point, though, do you just say enough's enough? I would think Green Bay is getting close to that breaking point.
Well, don't you think they maybe made a mistake real fast, made a mistake in not trying to get this done before the draft? Because let's say they end up cutting ties with him in June or whatever else, and let's say he ends up in Denver, for example. They had the 9th pick. They're not going to have the 9th pick next year if Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback. They're going to be a lot better. They're going to be a lot deeper in the first round. So the best first round pick that they could have gotten, unless he, you know, obviously has health issues and they're terrible, is probably the one that they could have had on Thursday. The asset might not be as good in terms of what you get back in terms of a haul if you can't get the 9th pick, unless they really want Patrick Surtain, for example.
That's a great point. Yeah, wherever you send him, you got to think they're going to win games, and it's not going to be that great of a pick. So that kind of tells me they'd want a lot of young players. You know, is it? I mean, we're just kind of shooting from the hip here. I mean, Jerry Jeudy and
right.
Surtain, like, you know, Bridgewater, in case you don't think Jordan Love's ready week one. I think that they could draw something. I mean, this is almost unprecedented to have a player that you're trading with his value so high. So, you know, they might be able to ask for whatever the heck they want, players and picks-wise. And then, guys, the question is Jordan Love good? I mean, yeah. That's what I'm trying to work on right now. I mean, that's central to everything. If you think that this player is ready and the future, you're probably a little more confident pulling the trigger on a trade. If not, then maybe that is why they're flying out to California as many times as they are to try to reconcile. It's fascinating, but Jordan Love is in this weird spot where so much kind of hinges on his readiness.
Tyler, help me with that draft pick, though. I mean, I think the reports were they were trying to move up to get a receiver or two and couldn't.
Yeah, do we buy that story, by the way?
Yeah, do we buy that? Because, again, Aaron was nowhere near on his way out when they drafted Jordan Love. So is this partially on the Green Bay front office and their, 60,000 owners, too? I just got to keep dropping that because they're publicly ranked.
Right, 2010, they print out some paper, and they can add some additions to the stadium, which is fat. And I think that Aaron Rodgers is probably looking at that like, hey, I'm the reason you're able to do that, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I won that Super Bowl. You're able to build that title town district because of my play. But You know, that's a really good point, Ramon. I'd say I do believe that report. I heard the same thing, that they did want to trade up for Justin Jefferson, and then Minnesota took him. But I'll just, you know, play devil's advocate on they didn't need to draft a quarterback. You know, you're looking at, I think he was, what, 37 going on 38? Mm-hmm. If you look at some of those moments in 2019, I know they went 13-3, but week 17, especially against the Lions, I mean, I remember watching that game. He was inaccurate. Mm-hmm. There was some zip off of his fastball. It seemed like whenever they tried to throw a Hail Mary, the ball couldn't get there. I mean, he was not good in that NFC Championship against the 49ers. You can definitely talk yourself into saying, all right, well, let's get a quarterback. Let's develop him for 2 years, maybe even three, like they did with Aaron Rodgers, and then move from one era to the next like they did before. It's different. You know, it's old school. Today, rookie quarterbacks play right away, but Green Bay's just different that way. So it did make a lot of sense to me that they would – think that Aaron Rodgers maybe is showing those signs, because Peyton Manning and Drew Brees, God, they even fell off a cliff like when nobody really expected. I mean, they lost their fastball in a hurry, so you don't know when that's going to happen. And Aaron Rodgers went out and won MVP, yeah. And sitting behind, he's thinking, hey, I just screwed up your plans. All right, now change it up. Let's get this contract worked on. So it's fascinating. I mean, it was a great plan for Green Bay. I still think it's a great plan. I just think you're dealing with a personality and a player unlike any other. You might as well get a lot for him until you get nothing for him.
So, Tyler, just real quick from your perspective, because you've covered teams, you've covered quarterbacks, you've covered Green Bay for sure, though. So if you could, not Aaron Rodgers' mindset, but in the mindset of starting NFL quarterbacks, just explain how fragile they can be when you bring in the guy that's capable of taking their job, or you get a first rounder or sign a free agent that still has enough in the tank to where you can press them. Like, I don't want to say they're fragile, but they're just different human beings when you put them in that type of situation.
And that's a great question, because we're seeing it. I mean, I guess you saw the tail end at Pittsburgh, and they brought in not a first round pick, but I mean, there were people, quarterbacks there. Yeah, I'm sure Ben wasn't thrilled about it. You know, I don't think these quarterbacks like the teams are bringing in their replacements. But you can go one way or another. You can fight and compete and play pissed off and win MVP like Aaron Rodgers did. You know, I think that they knew how he's wired. They knew he'd play mad and play that well. And they were probably expecting him to do it another year. And Aaron Rodgers is saying no. Or there's quarterbacks like, you know, I mean, I don't know what makes Carson Wentz tick. I don't know him that well, but boy, it sure didn't seem like he was thrilled at all that Jalen Hurts was there, and he just almost looked like a different quarterback last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't the Carson Wentz we even saw the year before. So, I mean, go that direction too. Fragile is a strong word. I just think that, maybe it is a little fragile. Because if Aaron Rodgers was confident in his ability and believed in himself, you don't care that Jordan Love is right behind you. Right, you don't care. Just go out and play. Like, he's got the ball in his hands. At the end of the day, he has all the leverage here, because as long as he plays like he did last year or close to it, he'll be the quarterback in Green Bay until he says so, right? Like, yeah. Then there's zero debate. So at the end of the day, it's all in his control. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, you can use that word. Maybe he's a little fragile right now.
More likely, Aaron Rodgers retires, Aaron Rodgers plays another snap with the Green Bay Packers.
I do think they trade him and he plays for somewhere else, if that was an option. But between those two, I'd say he's more likely to retire. If Green Bay really wanted to stand pat and push him to that point, boy, it really does sound like Aaron Rodgers is finished with the Packers. I don't know. I mean, I think he loves football, but he loves a lot of other stuff outside of football. I think the Jeopardy thing is real. Yeah. Like, I think that's a real pursuit. He's kind of an iconoclast. He's just got different interests across different platforms. And, I would probably go that direction. But I think that they get to the point where they do trade him to the AFC or something like that.
Yeah. Awesome stuff, man.
I feel like this story's just now getting started.
Yeah, I have a feeling we're going to be talking to you about this again, before it's all said and done, man. But next time we'll talk grunge for 20 minutes and leave Aaron Rodgers out of it.
Yeah.
Hey, any day, any time. Always love coming on, guys. Thank you so much.
Good luck on your journey, man.
Yeah, indeed. That's Ty Dunn. GoLongTD.com is the website, and it's awesome. And that was unreal. And the reason I asked that question at the end is because, yeah, that option that he suggested that they'll trade him, I think that's probably the most likely thing as well. Yeah. But I wanted to know how petty he was. I wanted to know, like, how dug in he's going to be.
Yeah.
And I knew what the answer was going to be when I asked the question. He's more likely to take it to the cut and Barry Sanders this thing than play another down for the Green Bay Packers. Hey, Cousin Focus said, somebody tell at JMart Radio Rodgers isn't coming to Denver. I'm on record right now. Mark the tape, 8:41 a.m., Tuesday, May 4th.
May the 4th.
Rodgers is going to Denver.
Boy.
Because they have what... They have what Imagine, he would want.
Look what the NFL gets. Him and Patrick.
And Justin Herbert.
Two,
in the same division.
Two times.
The same division.
Oh, yeah, dig it.
I might be wrong, but I'm trying to find other scenarios where it works. They're not trading him in the NFC. He doesn't have a no-trade clause. I don't think he's going to the Raiders. I don't see that one. I don't think they have the assets
Washington?
To get back because
no.
they drafted so poorly in early rounds. You think about this. What I said to Tyler Dunn there was that ninth pick. They don't get that now. Mm-mm. And they're not going to get nearly as good a first-round pick in the future unless Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, because they're going to win a ton of games and they're going to be a Super Bowl favorite. So you have to take guys on rookie contracts.
Yep.
You got to take Sertan. You got to ask for Bradley Chubb. You've got to take Jerry Jeudy. You've got to go after some of those guys at the very least.
Definitely more offensive players. So who's
probably so. I mean, they're loaded with Sutton and all of those
running
guys.
Running back.
They just drafted one. They just drafted Williams.
He's basically going to go shopping.
they can take a fleet. They can ask for four first-round picks. And here's the thing. Denver should do it.
Where does that set Denver up for the future?
They're a Super Bowl contender if they get Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
They're a quarterback away. Now, they're going to lose something in this process. But they're still loaded. They've drafted well. This year, they had a good draft. Now that John Elway is not making personnel decisions.
I was gonna say, it's the John Elway
effect. Peyton's
the
one making good calls. I'm on record. Aaron Rodgers will be a Denver Bronco.
Bye.
I don't know the answer to that
okay.
question.
All right.
I think he will be suiting up for Denver week one this year.
Wowzers.
615-737-1045. 737-1045 on Twitter at JMartinRamo. We'll be right back here on The Zone. So Sam Monson just tweeted out 2022 draft season.
Oh, Sam.
To which I just said no.
That's why we're having Bruce on tomorrow and not Sam.
I can't take it, man. I can't take it.
Come on, man. Let's do better.
I can't take it. I don't even want to know about Spencer Rattler or anybody else right now.
Already.
I'm going to have to post that picture.
Somebody's only Rattler I care about, and this is a deep cut from J. Martin Ramon. If you've been listening to us for a while, you'll understand this. Snake boy. If you haven't been listening to us, you didn't get that, and that's on you. Brian Rice acting like you got to watch all the Marvel films to appreciate any of them. Come on, B.
Brian Rice.
Be better, man. I knew I liked Eric Kane.
You're going to be outside the velvet rope?
He's already outside the velvet rope. He has made a mistake. How about that, man? Aaron Rodgers is more likely to return than play for the Packers, according to Ty Dunn. And I don't think he just shot off at the hip on that. Because he kind of knows Aaron Rodgers enough to know that that's – knows his personality, I should say. I don't think they're like buddy-buddy or anything.
Shooting from the hip. Man, oh, man.
Nobody is more petty than that man.
No.
All of pro sports. I do feel like him and Ben have some similarities in their personalities. Whereas, like, Drew Brees, you didn't really like – even if you hated the Saints, it was hard to dislike Drew Brees.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just kind of universally liked. Like, Philip Rivers, he might have been a jerk on the field, but he was never a problem off it.
No, and you liked his his banner. Excuse me.
You'll be all right over there?
I know.
You all right, big man?
My par stay off
stop eating out. Stop eating out of Slay's General Store over there.
Jeez.
I brought yogurt, man, and some berries and some granola. Jeez. The granola got me right there. But the petty levels, though, of Aaron Rodgers are high. And he knows there's only one or two teams. The two teams that I see making a bid or could make a bid, I drop Washington. Simply because.
Yeah, I think they might have thought about they said they were looking at maybe drafting a quarterback, but they felt pretty good about Fitzpatrick this year. I mean, they're not going to win this year. So maybe it's just let's get some reps underneath some of these younger guys. And Fitzpatrick's going to be good in the locker room. He's good in every locker room he goes in.
Yeah, you love him.
I don't hate the idea if you're Washington, if you have the assets.
If.
But if you had to give up Chase Young
and
stuff like that at this point in time, I don't know that you want to do that. Who else you got?
Just Denver.
See, that's I don't feel like I'm – I know I'm a Denver guy. I know I'm a Broncos fan, so it sounds homerish. I would not say it unless I actually believed it. And then yesterday they released one of their backup quarterbacks too. Denver released Jeff Driskel yesterday. That didn't necessarily mean anything, but he had one start last year. Mm-hmm. Now you got one less guy in that quarterback room, created a roster spot. Then they filled it somewhere else. But you're going to do whatever you have to do to get Aaron Rodgers. Most anybody would. I'm sure John Gruden would leave Derek Carr on the side of the road.
Oh, 100%. John Gruden would, but anybody's trading for Aaron Rodgers, period. But Aaron Rodgers, you feel like, is a guy that wants to be in Denver because you brought it up. His fiance is in Boulder, Colorado. So that makes the most sense for him. He's towards the latter part of his career, in a sense, even though he could go, if he chooses to go to 50, he'll be all right. But he wants to get somewhere, I'm sure, settle. He for sure don't want to be in Green Bay. Like in the offseason, living there. He's everywhere but there in the offseason. So, yeah.
And Shailene Woodley, his fiance, lives in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she makes her residence, in Boulder, I think it is. I don't think it's Denver, but I think it's Boulder. He wanted to be in the West Coast or near the West Coast. So he's in Mountain Time. And it's in the other conference. There's just every reason to believe you can do that. The only other one that I look at in the AFC is Miami. If they wanted to send Tua and Green Bay had any interest in him. If not, then you can't make that happen. The easy one of this would have been, I'll take Deshaun Watson, you take Aaron Rodgers. But you can't do that now.
You cannot.
Because we don't know how that's going to work.
That's been real quiet lately, too, probably for his better.
What are you over there grinning about before we get to the break?
Man, laughing at me choke on the granola off air.
By the way, Sam Monson chose violence, so we decided to post the photo of him on Steve Palazzolo's back.
And then James Lewis posted him at the carnival on top of it.
That's right.
That's what you get, Sam, for saying 2022 draft season. You earned every bit of that.
You don't make silly stuff,
man. That's why we chose Bruce for tomorrow, not you, Sam.
Are we paying off that tease at the top of the 9 o'clock hour?
We're going to wait, man. It's just not worth it. I'd rather not go down that lane. I'll reference some stuff, but...
Well, I don't mean anything, nothing specific, the idea overarching on the switch.
Yeah, we'll go down that lane just a little bit.
We'll talk more also about the Weaver situation. When we come back, your thoughts on any of this, 615-737-1045. Also, Kayla Anderson set to join us from WKRN a little bit later. We'll talk Preds. We'll talk Titans draft. We'll talk this Weaver situation, reporting, and a lot of stuff with her. So a busy fourth hour coming on the hashtag Fastest 4 Hours in Radio next here on The Zone.